Proper appreciation of the might of God is an important attribute leading to increased devotion to God and a profundity of faith. The order within the universe we inhabit, the delicate balances essential for the continuation of the life of this world, and the millions of beautiful and varied animals and plants are all signs leading to faith that shows us God's artistry and omniscience. Wherever we look, whatever we investigate, the one truth we will encounter there is God's immaculate creation. Our Lord has created all its details in order for us to reflect on and understand His might and greatness. For that reason, the more that people reflect on creation, the better they can appreciate the greatness and might of God, and the more their fear of and devotion and closeness to Him can grow. Those who are able to properly appreciate the might of God act in the knowledge that it is God who controls all things, who gives wealth and sustenance, who helps, who has compassion and mercy, and who is the Lord of all. They hope for all things from God and pray to Him. They realize that God can reward them when He wills and can take back what He gives when He so wills. Our Prophet was always aware of this in praying to God, and always praised Him when he prayed. There is no other deity, there is only God. He has no equal. Possession is His, and thanks are to Him. He has the power to do all things. O God, nothing can prevent what You bestow, or give what You do not give. Treasure can possess those who possess it, nothing against You. That treasure cannot save those who rely on it and are rebellious against You. Another prayer in which the Prophet praised our Lord is as follows. There is no other deity than God, the most forbearing and almighty. There is no other deity than God, the Lord of the great throne. There is no other deity than God, the Lord of the worthy throne, the Lord of the earth, the Lord of the heavens.